here you are out in Pasadena, you win a Super Bowl, and, you know, you're coming back, and everything's going to be all groovy, and there's going to be a parade, and you're all excited. And there's one little caveat, though, and that was that I had been voted the MVP, so unfortunately I had to attend the MVP luncheon the following day somewhere over there in the Hollywood or Bel Air or someplace over there, like a Beverly Hills hotel or something, I can't remember. So I wasn't able to fly home on the team plane. No big deal, really. So I got a later commercial flight out of L.A. that afternoon or whatever. I think I got into Dallas, you know, late evening, close to midnight somewhere, maybe a little bit before that. So I go home, and, you know, it's all, it's three cherries in my mind. It's like we have hit the jackpot, and the next day was the parade, and this is all going to be great. And so I go to bed. I wake up in the morning, and I, you know, run around there, get a cup of coffee, turn TV just to see what's going on. And the first thing I see on there, and I must have been on Channel 9, because if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Maureen Bunyan, who was an anchor, co-anchor, Channel 9. And she's sitting there, and we're sitting down here on Constitution Avenue, and I think I can almost see the Redskin bus from here. And I went, what the hell? What the hell's going on here? So right away, I panicked, and I called the park. And, of course, the phone rang, and it rang, and it rang. And I'm going, oh, something ain't right. And at about that time, it dawned on me. And I looked at my watch and said, hell, it's only 8 o'clock. And, of course, then it dawned on me. I was on Pacific Coast time. So I was 8 o'clock. It was 11 o'clock here. And I just went, oh, I don't believe it. So Ernie Bauer, who worked for Channel 9, I called him, but I don't know why, and told him, man, what's going on, you know, and he sent a car for me, and they hustled me down there, but by the time I got there, you know, all that was left was the guys out there with the broom sweeping up the horse poop. I mean, it was, there was nothing left.